instant introduction to the music world came through a radio in his native Dominica. He says he gained an appreciation for singing and songwriting after years of listening to the island's one and only radio station.
For me, growing up, there was DBS Radio, which was one station. Now they have a few others, but we didn't have any much choice as far as selecting whether we wanted to listen to a jazz station or rock station. It was everything playing from Barbara Streisand, Barry Gibb, the Bee Gees, to Paul McCartney. Say, Say, Say was a big influence of mine. Paul McCartney, Michael Jackson, Al Green's gospel, everything played. Bob Marley played on that one radio station, Kenny Rogers. So my influences are vast as far as the music that I grew up listening to on that one station. Musically, my influence stayed with me as a kid, because even today, I'm still very much open. John Mayer is a big music influence for me. I think he's very raw and passionate with his music. There's a lot of space in it, and I appreciate that. I listen to Barris Hammond, who's a reggae artist from the Caribbean, which is one of my biggest vocal and musical and lyrical influences. So I appreciate all music.
Heston came to the U.S. when he was 10 years old and eventually settled in Atlanta, Georgia. He was in his 20s when he began performing live, a self-taught musician who says writing songs always came to him naturally.
Everything that I've written has come from real life experience or something that I've been connected or close to. And I'm able to, fortunately, be able to put it on paper and put it to music. And so they're just stories, my stories.
Fueling the stories on Warm Human, Cold World is the age-old theme that love conquers all.
That album stemmed from a relationship that I was experienced, which was magnificent at times, tough at times. But it just told me how valuable navigating life through with someone else would be better than doing it on your own. I think this place is a very cold place. It's a concrete jungle. I think it's just an easier way to navigate life with someone who actually cares.
In January, Heston and his band appeared at the historic Apollo Theater in New York City. He was recently in Washington, D.C., where he performed two sold-out shows at Blues Alley. I'm Doug Levine.